So welcome back to our weekly shiur on Sipurim Ma'aser and Nachum stories. So last week we started the story, the ninth story, the story of the sophisticated and the simpleton. So if you recall, we were speaking about there were two homeowners that both had two sons. That one was sophisticated, very smart. The other one was simple. He wasn't a fool, he was very simple. And the fathers eventually had no money to support them, they lost their money. So they sent the two sons to help support themselves. So we're in the middle of the story about the way of the sophisticate. He went out into the world, we said the simple kid got a job to be a shoemaker, he was happy, a very simple job in his town. The sophisticate didn't want it. The sophisticate was different. The sophisticate wanted to go around the world and look for different jobs. Oh, so we were mainly speaking about the sophisticate. He said he went to Warsaw, and Warsaw he wanted a different job. He worked at people selling clothing. And he hired himself. He said, I don't want to be always traveling around. So he hired himself by a balabais. And the way of the Misharsim was, the way of the people, when you work with someone, how does it work when you work for a company? First you have to start a lower rung, and then you work yourself up. In the company, you work with somebody, you work yourself up slowly. And you get less money in the beginning, you have a lower job, and eventually you work up. So he had to do very hard work. And his boss made him work very hard. And he would send him all over. He was a merchant. He was this salesman. He would send him all over to carry different merchandise. And like the merchants, they used to put their hands like this. They would put their hands like on their shoulders. Their elbows stick out. He'd be carrying tons of clothing on his hands like this. And many times you have to go up many flights of stairs. And it's very hard work. It was a very hard job. So since he was a philosopher, we said he was a great philosopher. He said, why should I work so hard? The main thing is the tachlis. What's the purpose? The purpose is to get married and to support his family. He said, right now I'm still young. I don't have to think about that now. So I'll have time in the future, in the later years. Now I want to travel around the world. Now I want to look at the world. I want to travel the world, be in different countries. He says, he wants to satisfy his eyes in the world. This is all the way of the sophisticated. He went to the marketplace and he saw that there was on a carriage there were merchants traveling. And he asked them, where are you traveling? They told him to Lagorna, a city. Lagorna. So he asked him, you'll take me there? He said, yes. And they accepted him, they took him there. From there, from Lagorna, he went to Italy. And from there, he went to Spain. Meanwhile, many years passed, and he became even more sophisticated. After he was in so many countries, he became more and more sophisticated. He knew more languages, knew more chachmas, and he said to himself, now it's time to focus on the tachlis. Which according to him, the tachlis was, what's the purpose? The purpose is to get married. His purpose was to get married, to serve Hashem, to bring up a family that could help serve Hashem, to build a house and to get a wife sitting to help him work on his midos. It wasn't the purpose of his time. His point was, I need to work to make money just to have a family. That in itself is not a purpose just to have a family. It's just a pain. What do you need a family for? What do you need a wife for? If it's for a service of Hashem, it's very good. You want a wife and we'll grow together with her. We'll work on our muna and our midos and we'll have to try to have a family that serves Hashem. Then there's a purpose. But by him, the purpose is just to have a family. So he started to think with this philosophy, what could I do? What job could I do that could help me support myself and be able to eventually support a family? It seemed nice in his eyes to be a silversmith. He said it's a very nice, respectable job and has a chachma to it, has wisdom to it. and it can make him wealthy. And since he was intellectual and he was a philosopher, he didn't have to learn the Malacha for a few years. Usually you want to learn a trade, it takes you a few years. It didn't take him a few years. Only in a quarter of a year, he knew how to do it, and he became a great expert. And he was even a greater expert than the one who taught him. Afterwards, he thought to himself, he didn't have so much emunah. He said, even though right now, I have one job, I got one job, but maybe if this job isn't going to be good for me. Maybe today it's important. And it might go out of style. People aren't going to start wearing silver anymore. They're going to start wearing, all their costume jewelry maybe. No, it's not going to be a good job. Right? So he's saying it's not going to be such a good job anymore. So he didn't have so much emunah in his job. He could have thought, I'm doing ishtablus. I'm going to try to find a job that can support my family. And fine. If Hashem wants, it'll be good. I mean, a normal way of thinking is, let me try to work on, trying to get a certain job. If it goes out of style, I'll try to get a new job afterwards. But he wanted everything to be perfect by him. He needed to be calm that he knows he's going to make money. He's always going to have a livelihood. He didn't want to leave it up to Hashem. Right? He didn't want to say, oh, I'll try this job. I'll try to be a silversmith. I'll learn how to be a silversmith. I'll be a silversmith. Okay, if one day if no one needs this anymore, so I'll look for a job then. He had the insecurity. He thought the way to make himself secure by putting in more effort. If I do more things, can you make me more secure? So we also have to try to learn from him, that learn from his mistake, not to be like the Chacham. That many times we do things and we work hard, we put more and more effort just to gain security because we're insecure. And we think by us putting in more effort, then everything's going to work out. We have to be careful. Really, we have to do our ishtablus. And the security has to come from the fact that Hashem is taking care of us. That's where the security is going to come from. Having this, if this A doesn't work out, then I have plan B. If please work out, I have plan C. I just start with plan A. If it doesn't work out, we'll go to the next step, try to figure out plan B. I mean, we're so busy making ourselves secure, because we think we're going to make ourselves secure. We have to leave everything to Hashem. I have to do plan A, do my ishtablus. We'll see. If it doesn't work out, go to the next step, go to plan B. We don't have to now make plan A, B, C, D. We don't have to make 10 plans now. That's just for us trying to be secure. I know how it's going to work out. I have a plan. Be for parnasa, be for anything in life. That was a mistake. He had plan A. He said, yeah, but maybe it's not going to be good. Let's forget about it. So when it doesn't work out, fine, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. He didn't want. He has to be secure. Security has to come. I have a job. I'm going to make the money. He couldn't be secure that Hashem is going to take care of me. And really, if we try to be secure ourselves, we always end up insecure. If most people who lack security, it's because they feel they're lacking in something. They feel they can't fill that gap. It's a person, wherever it is, a person, he can't find a job. A person, whatever person is struggling in, why do they get nervous and they keep trying to do more and more? Because they're insecure. And we want it to be perfect. We want to make sure, we want to be secure, everything's going to be great. The only real security is to rely on Hashem. We can do our status, do what we're trying to do. But our security has to come from, not that I have all the plans and I have it all worked out. Even if we think we have it worked out. Because then one day Hashem could turn everything over. And it cannot work out. My security is, Hashem's going to take care of me. I mean, Hashem's hands. And if it works, what I'm trying to do, good. If not, it's also good, because that's what Hashem wants. We're looking for perfection. We're looking for the perfect situation. We're looking to be perfect. And since we're human, we're usually imperfect. If it's even if it's an avodas Hashem, we want to be perfect. We want to daven well. And we don't daven perfect, we get broken. But our security has to come from the fact that Hashem is helping me. If I was successful, it's because Hashem wants me to be successful. And if I'm not successful, it's because that's what Hashem wants for me. Maybe He's gone into the tshuva. He's doing a better path for me. But our security has to try to come. We have to try to work on building our security from Hashem. Building our security because we're banking on Hashem. But we want things to be perfect. It is perfect. We have to leave go. We always want everything to be perfect. When it's not exactly what we want, then we get thrown off. We have to realize that it is perfect. I mean, our neshama always, we have a ruchnis inside of us, always looking for perfection and striving for the tachlis. We always want to be perfect. We expect everything in life to be perfect. It's a good need to want everything to be perfect. It's a good need to want everything to be fixed and everything to go the right way. But we have to stop and realize that everything is perfect. That's the answer to us. The answer to our insecurity is not trying to, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to, that doesn't help. Especially when a person has a real insecurity, which many times he can't fill the lack. The answer is, it is perfect. To be secure is, everything is perfect. It's exactly perfect. It's the way it's supposed to be. You know why? Because it's the way Hashem wants. If it's the way I want it, it's the way Hashem wants. If it's the way I didn't want, it's also the way Hashem wants. So you have to realize, it's in our, everything's in Hashem's hands, in Hashem's court. Right? We think of the picture, basically we have Bechira, and basically 99% of it's in our hands, and like 1% where Hashem decides things. It's the opposite. Even though there's Bechira in the idea, there's much more idea. Hashem knows it's going to happen much more than we have free choice. So we're looking for security. We can't give ourselves the security we're looking for. We want everything to be perfect. We have a neshama. It wants to be high. It wants to be perfect. It's striving for perfection, for eternity. Our neshama knows what eternity is. It knows that what the benefit of coming close to Hashem is. It was in Shemayim Rin. It's looking for perfection. And good, we can do establish. We could try for whatever we're looking for. But the real answer is to bank on Hashem. And to go into the mode that it is perfect. And whatever happens, thank Hashem, it is perfect. We're always looking at perfection. We're always, when we're trying to daven, we think this, we're going to do that, we're going to try to make this plan, that plan. We're always trying to fit in ruchnis and gashmis. We're always trying to strive for perfection. The first thing is to realize, it is perfect. That's first of all. First of all, it is perfect. The situation is perfect, and it is great. So relax. We have to deflate. But now that it's really great, maybe Hashem wants me to take a little bit step in one direction. A small step, but there's a little bit of shtablus. He's running the show. But it's not that the whole situation is unperfect, and I have to fix it. And I, my job is to fix it. The situation is perfect. Hashem makes this system. He wants us to do a little shtablus. So I'll take my baby step. But I'm not going to take a leaping jump. If Hashem wants me to jump and make the leaping jump, He'll help me. I can't do it alone. And that was the Chacham's mistake. He said, even though I have one job, but I'm insecure, but what if, and what if this, and what if that, and what if now nobody likes to buy silver because they all decide to buy gold? What if people just decide to go out of style, people like start wearing fake jewelry? Then, and you keep on thinking and thinking, this job's not good, that job's not good. In every, in all areas, they just deflate. He's like, well, see the time. He's happy to get one simple job. Plus, the shoemaker. Simple shoemaker. You start thinking, yeah, let's say people don't wear, start wearing shoes anymore. They're not going to, maybe they're going to, you just deflate. You say, no, I'm leaving up to Hashem. It doesn't make so much money. But this is what I'm able to do. Within my capabilities, I'll do what I can do. And then, Hashem, well, like, especially we're looking for a job, we're looking for different things. So look, what could I do? What's the capability that Hashem gave me? Don't make too many other chashmais. Yeah, but another job makes more money. It doesn't look good for me. It's not going to help me. What did Hashem make that could work for me? Right, I'm looking what to learn. I want to learn this, I want to learn that. What's my level? What does Hashem want from me? It's true there are bigger things out there. What's good for me? Right? And let me try to do what's good for me. No, Hashem might open up and give me more chachma to do more, make leaping jumps. My job is to try to just take the step that I'm in now. Like it says, Hayayim in Mekala Tishma, right? Today, if you listen to my voice, which means our job is to focus on today. Our job is to try to focus on today. What's my job that I need to do today? Yeah, what about next week? If I'm needing money in 3 months from now, I'm going to start needing money. Fine, so maybe I can take a little step. But the main thing is today. Look at today. Now, what am I able to do today? What can I do today? Because the Yitzhahara either wants to think of how much I didn't do yesterday, or how much I have to do tomorrow, how much I have to do in the next hour. The Avodah Zarah, Reb Nachman says, the way of to live is try as hard as we can just to live in the minute. Live for the moment. What do you mean live for the moment? Try to put in whatever I can this minute. Don't get confused with Yitzhahara, not from yesterday, not from tomorrow. Which means don't get worried about tomorrow, I have to do other. Don't push off things till tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow's work. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. What I know is tomorrow, Hashem might be giving me tons of money. He'll give me tons of chachma. I don't know tomorrow. What's tomorrow have to do with anything? I have to look what's going to be today. What's today's avodah? What do I have to do this today? And even in today, don't get confused. I have this, that, like we're trying to daven mincha, I'm thinking all the other things I have to do today. When we're davening, we think about how much we have to learn. When we're learning, we think about what we have to daven. So it always wants to confuse us. But our job is to try to overcome it, ask Hashem to help us, and try to figure out what do I have to do now? Now, what do I have to do this minute? What's my position this minute? I'm supposed to try to learn. Let me put my hand to what I'm doing. I'm supposed to try to daven. So to try to do chesed, help in the house. Let me help in the house. I get confused, past, future. The main thing is the main thing is the present. What can I do? How can I maximize now? It's a hard see. We want to serve Hashem. See, he wants to minimize whatever we're doing now. See, he confuses us from the past or to the future. But our job is, how can I minimize the Yitzhahara and maximize this 5 minutes what I'm doing now? Now that's 5 minutes. Who knows what's going to be? I don't know. I might get a phone call 10 minutes. I might be able to do it. So let me just, now. I don't know what's going to be 10 minutes from now. I don't know what's going to be 2 minutes from now. Right now. Let me try to serve Hashem the best I can now. Like a person knows, you only have right now 5 minutes to learn. Or 5 minutes at that. So we put in our whole effort because all I have is 5 minutes, right? When we have 5 minutes, we'll put in effort. We know this is what I have, 5 minutes. But we feel like I have hours and we get all confused. It's too much. It's this, it's that. The point is to zoom in on the now. Like, right now, what can I do today? So let's see what happened further in the story of the Sphistic. He said, even though right now I have this work, fine, very good, I'm a silversmith. Today it's important. Maybe another time something else will be important. He went and he wanted to be, and he learned how to be a stone cutter. Because he was so intellectual, in a very short time, in a quarter of a year, he already understood. Right? Especially this person, if he's sophisticated, you could have realized that if he needs a new job, I'll go, I'll figure it out. It takes him very quick to pick things up. Take him a quarter of a year, I'll pick up a new job. But no, he needed it now. Now he has to have 3 jobs lined up. This minute he has to have everything lined up. He's not relying on Hashem. He needs everything to be perfect. He needs his confidence. And he's relying on himself to get his confidence. He's not relying on Hashem to give him the confidence. Because real self-confidence is that Hashem is helping me. How does a person get self-confidence? What's self-confidence? Is gaiva? That, oh, I could do something? What's self-confidence? If I could do something, that's gaiva. I could do anything. Self-confidence is Hashem can help me do anything. Because Hashem could help me. How could I could do it? I can't do anything. I could do it because Hashem could help me. And if you're confident in whatever we're doing, I'm going to take this step because Hashem is going to help me. And because Hashem is going to help me. Not because I have everything lined up, because I'm smart. I have it all worked out. Afterwards, he thought to himself, the sophisticated thought to himself with his philosophy, even though I have 2 trades, who knows, maybe both of them aren't going to be important one day. It's better to learn a trade which is always going to be important. So he thought about it. What could always be important? He thought about it that he, with his philosophy. He said, you know what? It's worth it to become a doctor. It's always important to be a doctor. People always need doctors. Never go out of style. People always need doctors. And to be a doctor, you need to be a very big chacham. First, you have to learn Latin. Before you become a doctor, you have to learn Latin. And you also have to learn how to write Latin. And then you have to learn more philosophy. You have to learn philosophy. But since he was social intellectual, he learned this in a very short time, in a quarter of a year. He became a very great doctor, a very great, great philosopher. And a wise man, he knew all the chachmas. So what happened now? Now he's set. Doesn't need anybody, doesn't need Hashem, doesn't need anybody. He has 3 jobs lined up. Right? He has everything lined up. He's set for life. He can make money, now he's ready to get married. Everything's great for him. What's the problem? Now, he fell into gaiva. Is he secure? I'm secure. I have 3 jobs lined up. I don't need money from anybody. I'm the smartest guy in the world. I don't need anybody to do anything to me. Today he fell into gaiva. The guy about Hashem, for sure. But the problem with forgetting about Hashem and becoming about gaiva is also you can't really live in this world like that. Because afterwards, the whole entire world was like nothing to him. Every person he saw is like, so what? So you're this, but I'm a doctor. You don't know anything. This guy, so I'm this, but I'm that. He's like, you're not a chacham. I'm the greatest chacham in the world. Right? He fell into gaiva. Because since he's his chachma, he was such a big craftsman, he was a doctor. He said, these guys are nothing. Everyone else is worthless. But you have to be very careful, even for us, not to act like the chacham. All of us, what he said originally, all of us, sometimes we act like, in certain ways, we act like the sophisticated, like the chacham. In certain ways, we act like the simpleton. And by reading the story, we're going to try to understand how to turn away from being the chacham. To see, learn from his mistakes, He tried to move over to act more like the Tam, like the simpleton. He was a big avod. So he thought to himself, now it's time for tachlis. Now it's time to tachlis. What's his purpose? To him, the purpose is to get married, to have a family. Not for Hashem, just to have a family, you know, to maybe not to be alone. So it's time to get married. He said, but now he's a big bald guy. He's saying, I can get married here. If I get married over here, right, he's ready in Spain now. He's saying, no one knows how smart I became. They thought I was always a smart guy. They didn't know how great I became. They didn't know where I started from. Right? They didn't know if I was a little kid. They didn't understand, you know. Let me go back to my house, my original town. So I'll see what became of me. When I left, I was a young lad. And now I've come so great. And he traveled home. But on the road, he had a lot of pain. Because he was so smart, and he had a guy who didn't want to talk to anyone. And he couldn't find the host. He had a lot of pain. He couldn't talk to anyone. Because, first of all, he felt like everyone is just worthless. You don't know anything. You know nothing. Who are you? Right? He knew all the language. He could have spoken to anybody. Right? He knew a lot of chokmahs. He could have made a lot of conversations. Every person who he meets. You're a dentist. I can talk to you about your... You can do this. You're a lawyer. I can talk to you about this. You're this. And every guy could talk to whatever he wants. Right? He could talk to each person what he wants. But for him, he was such a gaiva. He didn't let people talk. Even if he started a conversation with somebody, what happens if you have gaiva? You cut them off. Or they're mid-sentence. This we have to learn from the chacham. We have to learn from the mistake. Not to fall into gaiva in the chacham. Because most of us come across people every day, we have more chachma than them. It could be children, it could be other people, right? And it's very important to let them talk. Oh, here, Chacham didn't talk to anybody because he didn't let people speak. He always thought he's smarter than them. He always thought he has a better idea than them. He knows better than them. So, at the end, he didn't talk to anyone, which only made him miserable. Which in the end, we see it made him miserable because we don't even know who to talk to. You're miserable. He was lonely. He knew who to talk to. He knew where to stay. Or you hotel he started talking to. He came probably to the desk and he started fighting with them. Explaining to them why they don't know how to make a hotel. Why this and that. And then, well, everything's bad and they don't know how to run anything. And he had nowhere to stay. And obviously in the story, he never got married. In the story, the Chacham never gets married. It never said he never ended up getting married. Even though by him, after all his philosophy, that was his tachlis, his so-called goal, was to have a family. He never got married. Because he had gaiva, he can't be married with this gaiva. It's not possible to be married with such gaiva, that everybody's nothing. And he can't talk to anybody. And you're not going to let anybody speak. But also be very careful to let people speak. Like I once spoke to a boy. He was struggling. Basically he was struggling. So you know, you meet these guys that are struggling. You try to get them some chizuk. Just try to talk to them. So, he was honest. And he told me, so I don't want to hear what you have to say. See, don't like think I care what you have to say. I don't want to hear what you say. So I don't want to say. Tell me in other words. Tell me. I don't want to hear what you have to say. It's like, you know what we need? Said guys like him said, know only what we're looking for. So we're looking for everybody to close their mouth and to open your ears and your hearts. So you tell me, that's what I want. Said these people are struggling. You think I need to hear you? She said, you think I don't know what you're going to tell me? You think I don't know all your shmuel? You think I don't know about Emunah? I don't know about these things. I know basic things. I'm at a point of Yish, and a point of giving up. So I just want you to listen to me. Say, open. All I want is to open your ears and open your heart. Tell me, close your mouth and open up your ears and heart. I learned a very big lesson. People who are struggling, especially, they don't need to talk to them. It's all inside. They have their emunah deep down. They have a lot of it in them already. Sometimes you can help them a little bit, but they're not looking for your shmooze. They're not looking for your. They also understand. They're also. We think we're so smart. We have what they don't have. We could tell them things that they don't know. Most people know what you're going to tell them already. Okay, you could reiterate it, go over again. But if you let people speak, eventually their emunah will come out on their own. And it's much better when somebody comes out on their own than hitting them 100 times. Let it come out on their own. Let the person who's frustrated talk to you. Let them talk and talk and talk. Just open your ears. Open your eyes. Say, really? Oh, I feel so bad for you. Really? And say, really? And add in a few words. And that's our avaya. Our avaya is not to be think we're so smart. If you want to be smart, then let them talk. Let other people talk. Some people, they think it's a good idea. It is a good idea. When they're learning, they make a tiny sleeper. See, when I'm learning now, I'm not going to talk during learning. Or in shul, I'm not going to talk. You don't realize sometimes it's important not to speak in the home also. What could they ask? For the next 10 minutes, I'm not going to open my mouth. It's hard. Try it. It's hard. I'm just going to agree. It's hard. But we think we're so smart. We tell everybody does things, do this, that, this way, that way. And it's hard for us, but a lot of times we don't let people speak. We cut them off mid-sentence. Because either we know what they're going to say, or we want to argue what they're going to say. People want to speak, especially women. They want to talk. They just want you to hear what they're saying. They'll ask you a lot of times your opinion. They don't care about your opinion. And they know what they want to say. They just want you to listen. It's avodah, but we see the Chacham's mistake. He made a big mistake. He couldn't talk to anyone. He was I'm so smart, I'm not talking to anyone. And if people try to speak to him, he cut them off, finished. He always showed them why they're wrong. Either he knew, some people, they know what you're going to say, they already finished off your sentence, they know, they cut you off, they argue. You have to try to just deflate. They can't deflate, even in Hashem's hand. Even if the other person is wrong, wait, I don't have to cut them off in 10 seconds, nothing's going to change if I argue with them now or in 10 seconds. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be the same argument. Let the other person speak. Like this person, he told me so strongly, but, and it was hard on me also, I felt bad. That's the truth. I felt bad when he told me. This boy told me. He told me, close your mouth and open your ears and heart. It hurt me to hear it, but he was right. But I learned a real lesson from it. You learn a lesson a lot of time from hearing. He was a boy struggling. He was having a lot of problems. He's struggling. He doesn't want to hear anything. He doesn't want to hear what you have to say. You probably give him a fuck. You can help him at the end. You can tell him maybe I have something. At the end, maybe add in a little bit. After you let him talk in, fine. So afterward, maybe say add in, let him talk. Usually, his emunah will come out. Usually, it will come out from him. The right thing will come out from him. He doesn't need us to be so smart and tell him the right thing. He knows the right way inside. Let them talk. Let them get it out. Even if they're saying garbage in the beginning. Even if they're talking the wrong thing. Nothing's going to happen. It's not my job to change him right now. Let them talk. People want to talk. Women want to talk. Children want to talk. But children also, they want to talk. We cut them off. Children want to talk. People who aren't on our level, they don't understand things. They want to talk. People are on our learning level. They want to say it's right. Let them talk. It's simple. They're wrong. Just let people speak. Like by Shabbos, by wherever we go, people, they want to talk. People, they want to hear. They want their opinion to come out. Everyone wants their opinion to come out. We also want our opinion to come out. So fine, just give our opinion afterwards if it's the right thing. But at least let them speak first. Let them start. Let the other person speak. Let them finish their sentence. Let them finish what they want to say. Let them, even if I know what they're going to say, try to have patience. Just try to deflate. Don't be like the Chacham. Because the Chacham in the end suffered. Because he thought he was so smart. He suffered. We're a Chacham. We cut people off. They didn't get out what they wanted to say. They're going to keep on arguing because they didn't get out what they wanted to say. Even if we tell our argument, they're going to keep on arguing back because they still didn't get out their point. They want to get their point across. They feel like we never heard them. We heard the words, we never heard them out. And we're going to have Yisurim like the Chacham. So he was in great, because he couldn't talk to people. He had great pain, and we end up alone. We end up being broken. It's worth it for us to humble ourselves to other people. In the end, we gain. It's avodah, it's not an easy avodah. Let other people speak, especially in speaking. Walk into their house, let them speak. Let them talk. 10 minutes, let them talk. Don't comment. I saw once they had like a Rav Arish, like a checklist from years ago. Like different things to do. You daven on time, you daven shachos, you learn, you did, you know. You said Shema. One of the things where for the first 10 minutes in your house, don't talk. Basically, what do you mean don't talk? It means don't voice your opinion. For 10 minutes, that's all. For try, it's hard. I tried it, it's very hard. Especially right when you walk in. This, open the window, this, during this, turn the air conditioner, this is messy, that. You have all your things, and especially when you walk in the door. Just deflate the first 10 minutes with your clock. Let other people talk. And just, if they're talking, talk back to make their conversation, to help them, if whatever they want to say, and listen out there for 10 minutes. Try to do avodah. Try to get away from the Chacham. Like it says in the next line, famous line in Sefer Maaseh, it says, now we're going to throw away the story of the Chacham, and we're going to start to talk about the Tam. We're going to throw away, speaking about the sophisticated, we're going to start to talk about the simpleton. And they say in Breslov means, the Lashon Eir is interesting, it says, we're going to throw away the Maisa. So the Maisa can mean the story. The Maisa could also mean the action. It says, now it's time for us to throw away the actions of the sophisticated. It's time for us to start throwing away, acting like the sophisticated, and start acting like the simple. But Hashem should help us, but Hashem be zarek to humble ourselves, zarek to act like the Tam, which we'll learn about next week by Hashem, at least to veer away from the gaiva and the full securities of the sophisticated. We zarek to go with the simple emunah of the Tam, and connecting to Hashem and humbling to other people. We zarek to see Mashiach very soon. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
a good
Chacham.
He's a good Chacham.
He's a good Chacham.